Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. Here are your hosts, Andrew, Damaya, and Antonio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Hearts of Sport Network podcast. I'm your host, Antonio Hicks, and today I'm joined with
Bryson McLeod
and Trey McFarland.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course, the home of the Red Foxes, hhsredfoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and 5-star rate. So, y'all boys, how was y'all weekend, man? Start with you, Trion.
Good. What did I do over the weekend? Oh, my week been good.
How was the game? How was the game?
I mean, the game was good. I mean, we could have did better than it turned out. But for you. A dub's a dub. So.
Was you sore after that? Like,
not really. Nah. It's just when you wake up in the morning, like, it's just you're just tired. Yeah. All that running and all that sweating and all that.
Yeah, they all practice every day. Yeah. And then y'all have, like, games 2 times on the week. So, I know that's, like, a lot. What about you, Mr. YB?
Let me tell you about my week. So, my week was off, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm on the game. Mind my business. The score is 19-19. I'm going crazy. My sister come out and talk about some noodles. I was like, bro, give me a minute, bro. I'm in a serious game, right? So we get on offense. I missed the shot. They come back. They missed their shot. So we're going back and forth. Let's just go. I want my noodles. I'm like, bro, give me a second, bro. She was like, you know what? So she went behind my bed and unplugged my cord, bro. Like, well, I tell you, I felt the menace inside me just to close by her. I'm about to give her some noodles, all right. I'm about to give it to her raw. Y'all like, you better chew on this. You're going to sit down somewhere. Because I know what you want to plug my game. A serious game, bro. They been talking crazy, too. So that kind of ruined my week. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, bro. Ain't no wonder why you didn't text me back. That's crazy, bro. But yeah, my week was good. Spent time with some friends that I'm really close with. Shout out to Roddy, Cole, Matt, and the boys, McKendry. But spent time with them. Ate out with them and all that. And that's just about it. Played the game and yeah.
Yeah.
But now we're gonna get into the real thing.
All right, now it's time for the Red Fox Weekend Review, brought to you by Carolina Pines Regional Medical Center. From routine checkups to complex state-of-the-art surgery, Carolina Pines Regional Medical Center wants to be your healthcare provider of choice.
Now time for boys basketball. This Tuesday, the Hartsville Red Foxes played a tough game against the South Florence Bruins. The boys played a good game on defense and offense, just enough to come out with the dub. The score was 58-29, leaving the Red Foxes with the win. The player of the game was Cam Foreman with 16 points, 10 rebounds, 4 steals, and 4 assists. This Friday, they will play Wilson at Wilson. Good luck, Foxes.
This is on the girls' basketball. This Wednesday, the girls played against Darlington, and they came in and dominated the Falcons. And the score was 48-37. The girls played a great defense against the Falcons, holding them under 10 points each quarter. It was an awesome game for our Lady Foxes.
Now it's time for wrestling. Hartsville traveled to Myrtle Beach last night to take on Myrtle Beach and North Myrtle Beach in a wrestling match. Hartsville came out victorious, winning by a total of 50 points. Coach Spell said that we could have done better in the beginning when a few guys who were ahead, they fell behind in incoming rounds. Coach Spell says Zachary Lynch performed the best out of the team. Hartsville travels to Ainer tonight to take on Ainer in New Hanover.
And that's our Red Fox Weekend Review.
And now for the Red Fox Guest of the Week, brought to you by LOA Printing.
Today we would like to welcome and introduce to the podcast today, campus security guard, Mr. Tony.
How you doing?
Good. How's your day going so far?
It's good.
That's good. How you like the weather change? You know, it's getting a little bit warm, but, you know, over the weekend, it's going to get a little bit cold. But
it don't matter.
You just adapting, ain't it?
That's right.
Yeah, same. So we got some icebreaker questions for you, basically like this or that questions, basically. So what's your favorite car?
Don't have one.
You don't have one?
No.
You like an old school type of guy?
Old school cars? I drive an Expedition.
Expedition?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
That's the room in.
Yeah.
Man, let's not talk about them cars now. You know what the best car is, though? Like, for real.
Oh, what?
You already know I got to say the Honda Accords, man.
Honda Accord?
Yeah, it's a Honda Accord, my boy.
Wait, one of those, like, V8s or V6s?
I think V6. Yeah, Kamaz held a V6. So, but look though, I held a quad. Like, say, like, bro, you would be all the way at the top, bro. Like, you could drive from New York all the way down to South Carolina without having to stop for gas at all. Trust me, bro. Trust me, I've been riding over E the whole time without needing gas. It's been on my back.
I thought about it. My dad, well, me and my dad was talking about me getting one of those, bro. But
yeah, Hondas ain't too bad. Gonna lie.
But I would rather drive a truck.
Nah,
I want a truck.
Nah, bro, have you seen Tyshawn's on, bro? He got like the rims on it and all. He done pimped that ride out. I ain't gonna lie.
Man, both my dad, listen to me, you little dirt fans, you Hellcat and Trackhawk fans. That will burn out of gas before you can get it back out of the city, my boy. Stop getting the Hellcat. Stop it.
What, you want to get a Honda?
Yeah, I'll go. Yeah, of course. Of course. My dad better give me one for my birthday tomorrow too for the issues.
Oh, another question is, if you could cook one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Fish.
Fish?
Yes.
Yes, yeah, I was going on that too. Fish, bait or fried?
Bait.
Bait. Yeah,
I eat a bacon and grill.
Baked fish? Yeah. What's baked fish?
You ain't never tried baked fish with the little seasoning
no,
on it?
No,
and all that?
No. All my parents do is fry everything at the house.
Dang.
Fried turkey, fried fish.
You missing out.
I'm missing out.
Yeah. Man, you missing up.
Y'all better put me on. What's your favorite dessert to eat after dinner?
A honey bun.
Facts.
A honey bun?
Facts.
You don't like
what?
No cake?
Well, hold on. Like a honey bun cake or just regular honey bun?
A regular honey bun.
Oh. Dance, you don't like no
like
red
cheese.
Velvet cake?
I mean, I like red velvet cake. I like, you know, cheese.
But your favorite is a honey bun?
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Cheaper too.
Yeah, yeah, it is cheap.
Facts. Cheap and convenient.
Got that dollar honey? Facts. Yeah. 50 cents?
Two for a dollar? At the stove? No, yeah. That'll set you up for
you
life.
Get a box from Walmart.
Yeah. The whole box, too.
My brother, oh, hold on. I know. Speaking of dessert, I know y'all remember those zebra cakes.
Oh, yeah. The zebra cakes.
Some the other day.
Oh, yeah. Those are the hit right now. Those used to hit right
now. What is your favorite decade and why?
Probably the 60s.
Yeah. 60s, why?
Yeah. They took less and did more. Yeah. They went through more. They dealt with more and they accomplished more as a whole. Not necessarily individual, but as a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, which movie made you laugh so hard?
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You messing with the smoke, dog?
You funny, bro.
I want to say my favorite lines, but I don't think it's appropriate.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that, bro. About it.
But what actor or actress would you want to play you in a movie about your life?
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx?
Yeah.
He's a cool
why
dude.
Why Jamie Foxx?
Because he's so versatile. Yeah, he's not necessarily the most highest paid or the most popular. But he has a whole lot of versatility. When I saw him play Ray Charles, and I saw his skill set, and I saw him play a couple other movies, I just like the versatility in it. Because I do a lot of different things. So I like laughing, I like being serious, and he played them different kind of roles. And
yeah. Think he'll fit your personality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He wouldn't have to front.
Yeah.
What was the most unique style or fashion trend you ever embraced?
I like all of them. Don't matter me, hair, clothes. Because it's basically just a circle. You see the girls now wearing their bell-bottom jeans.
That coming back now.
That coming back now. Mm-hmm. People used to braid their hair. So, fast come and go. Yeah.
Thanks.
What is the best piece of advice you ever have gotten at work?
Work hard.
Yeah, same for football. Anyway.
Fact, I was about to say that.
Oh, yeah, work hard. Work hard every day. Even though it's not looking too lightly for me. What person from history would you add to Mount Rushmore?
Well, there are a lot of unsung people. I don't know. That'll be hard. I think sometimes we put too much emphasis on one person.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a great debate. And y'all know the great debate now in basketball. Uh-huh. You know, even though Kobe's deceased now, him and LeBron. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
You got rappers.
I think you have to be careful with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always like it's not never like it's your opinion, like who you want to add to it. But like at the same time, like somebody else gonna feel like somebody else greater or whatever.
Yeah.
But speaking of people, I added people on Mount Rushmore. You already know who I'm gonna add up.
YB dude.
Of course, of course, of course. He don't miss. He don't.
He missed.
When, boy.
I ain't want to talk about.
Oh, I know.
So, where's your favorite vacation spot?
The best place I ever went and enjoyed myself was Hawaii.
Hawaii?
Yeah.
See, I ain't never been to Hawaii. The only place I've been to, like, really out of this country was the Bahamas.
I'm about to go to Hawaii after my graduation.
You talking about, like on a cruise?
I don't know. They just told me that we're going to Hawaii.
That's I think you're going on a cruise. That's going to be good, though. I'm going to the Caribbean after I graduate on a cruise. That's going to be good.
All I say is, bro, don't have no – you're not going to have no time on your phone. Enjoy it.
Of course I'm not. I'm going to bring my boy Dion. He better get ready, too.
All right, now for the real question. So, where are you from?
I'm from Dalton. I'm from Dalton County.
I thought you was from here.
Nah, yeah. I work in Hartsville, but I stay in Dalton. I'm from Dalton.
That's what's up.
All right. What high school did you attend?
Mayo High School.
Mayo?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wanted to get accepted to Mayo, but I really felt like I was going to get kicked out because I'm a goofball. Yeah. And yeah, they was going to see me right back to Hartsville the minute I stepped in there.
Wait, so like, what is the difference between Mayo and like regular,
like a regular high school?
Mayo and Hartsville.
Yeah.
Student population. So you got less incidents that would take place.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, academics is at the top. They don't offer sports. And majority of the people that go to the school, they're more academic driven versus some of the things that we deal with challenging wise in terms of student population. Because our freshman class is just as large as Mayo whole entire student population.
Dang.
And see, you know, we got freshmen, sophomore, junior, and senior, they do too. But student population wise, they can have lunch in person. All their people can eat at one time. Well, that'll probably just be our freshman class.
Dang, bro.
So that's
small.
Yeah, you're talking about in the mix of things. That's a whole different ball game.
Yeah.
How many people you think go there? Like
less than 400 probably.
400?
Yeah.
Imagine if they had sports, like a sports team. They wouldn't have nobody.
Oh, yeah. No, but no.
They'd be like the next Darlington to say, I ain't going to do that.
You wouldn't have nobody. I mean,
it's about like the governor's school.
Yeah.
It's primarily strictly, you know, academic driven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What college do you attend?
Newberry College and Morris College, and I did seminary at Erskine University as well.
Which out of them three colleges, which one did you like? Like which one had the best experience? You think
Morris and Newberry, because Morris is predominantly black school. Newberry is mixed, kind of like Hartsville. Matter of fact, Coach Calabrese went there as well.
Yeah.
And it was a good experience for me, getting away from home, going up and meeting different people from all over the country. So it required me to think outside the box, deal with some people that I normally wouldn't deal with in my circle. So it taught some things. It got some similarities to Hartsville, to be honest, in terms of the makeup of the student body population.
Yeah.
So that was a good experience. I think so for me anyway, personally, individually. It helped me grow and develop. Yeah.
I got another question on top of that. How was like the college environment, like just being there?
College requires a lot of discipline. And what I mean by that, whereas they reach out to you at school, in high school, got the phone connect, where if you miss a day, they call to the house, they got it set up. Well, college, they take your money and flunk you in, that's the end of the day.
Ooh.
So it requires more discipline.
Yeah.
You got a whole lot of freedom. But at the end of the day, you gotta hit the books, you gotta go to class, you gotta be responsible, you gotta be this place, that place. And for a student athlete, it's more difficult. And y'all already know that because you gotta go to school during the day and then you gotta participate in practice. Because some coaches run practice different. Some practice before school, still go to class, then you practice after class over.
Yep.
So that's a different ball game. And then in college, they have similar to the block schedule, but those classes are held on Tuesday and Thursday. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday classes last 50 minutes. Classes on Tuesday and Thursday last hour and 50 minutes. And different schools have different makeup. Like, for example, freshmen have an extra responsibility. Your religious schools have what they have called chapel.
Mm-hmm.
That means once a week you go to chapel and they bring someone in to speak. It don't necessarily have to be a preacher. They just have someone come in and speak. So the more, it's more responsibility, individual responsibility. Now, like y'all probably boys, because y'all play ball together.
Yes, sir.
Where nobody don't look out for you, unless it's an exceptional professor. They don't send nobody to wake up in the dorm.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get below a 2.0, you go on academic probation, then next semester, they just flunk you out. Then you have to reapply for the school. So that means you got to balance all that out and then maintain. Because, like, for example, when you do a lab in high school, you normally doing it during class time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in most colleges and universities, you do labs in the evening. Mm-hmm. So y'all know as athletes, now how you going to work that out? How you going to make the labs? Mm-hmm. So you have to make out a schedule with the professor. And then if you don't do it, that's a third of your grade. You might flunk that class depending on what your grade is.
Dang, so you're the owner of that.
But I want to say, like, you speak like you want to go to a college, like, far from home. Like, you want to be out and go experience. Like, I can't do that. Like, I've been saying, like, all my life, like, oh, I was little, how, like, I can't wait to get out my parents' house and, like, just go on, be somewhere else. But now that I look at it, like, I don't want to leave. Like, now it got me applying at Francis Marion. That's just in Florence. Like, I just want to be close as home as possible. Because I won't be too far, because I already know that me not in touch, like, in reach on my parents or whatever, then I get in a situation and I feel like I'm too far from them.
Yeah,
I go get caught up somewhere. Because my biggest dream was go to Oregon, but playing sports for them, they look too good. But going to academically, like, I would love to go, but at the same time, I'd just be too far.
Yeah, because I say it, like, I ain't wishing this bad on you, but, like, Lord forbid it never happens, but, like, death or something, bro, like, you don't want to be too far, and then you hear about that, and you all the way in Oregon, and that junk all the way in Hartsville, that junk can hurt you, man.
Yeah, so. That's what, like, when people ask me, like, I was talking with Mississippi State for baseball, and, like, people ask me why didn't, I mean, it's a good school, they got good athletics and everything, they ask me why didn't I, like, show interest in them. I mean, that's far, it's, like, so far away. And then, plus, say a case of emergency, like you were saying, not gonna be able to get down as fast as I am from Clemson.
Yeah. So it's like crazy,
it
man.
It just limits and, like, how you could come back home sometimes. Yeah. Like, you already know when weekend come or big weekends, like spring break, winter break, all
come
that,
down.
You wanna come home to your family, but you gonna keep paying for a ticket every time, a plane ticket. Like, yeah. A plane ticket.
800.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, did you play any sports?
Football.
Oh, yeah.
For like, did you go to college for sports? Or?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, how was it?
So what position?
It was good. Played defensive end. Well, outside linebacker. Some people call it defensive end. Yeah. I screwed up, so I played outside linebacker.
Outside, how did you like that
position? I love it. I got a chance to hit that quarterback on that field. My eyes lit up like I hit the lottery.
Like, which Florence game, like, I was playing outside linebacker just fitting gaps. Like,
it was fun.
It's better than safety, bro.
Yeah, it's like you're more freer on the edge. And, like, you just get there, man. That's it, bro.
And plus, like, at safety, you're not the only, you're not the last man back. Yeah. You miss a tackle.
Yeah.
I mean, you miss a tackle at outside linebacker. You got somebody behind you.
Yeah.
So crazy. Like, speaking of sports, how is it? Like, the practice, like, the condition. Like, do you got to wake up 5 every morning to go condition?
Some coaches do. Some don't. Some do it like a military. Some laid back. Like I say, some are practice before class and after class. It all depends. The main thing with college football is being in shape before you go.
Yeah.
So most of them do a lot of running. They'll run the brakes off you. And they kind of know at the beginning people be drinking and carrying on. I seen guys throw up on the field and everybody already know they was drinking the night before. Because normally in college, and y'all know this from playing football, you go to school. The difference is instead of going to a camp, you go to school before everybody else. So basically, it's going to be the football team, the guys that got scholarships, the guys that walk on. Nobody but football. Then the band will come, and cause you know what the guy's trying to do with the band coming down there, because you got the majorettes, cheerleaders. So you got to bunker down and dip yourself. And you could tell the guys that didn't do any training, it'll come out and you can tell. And then next thing you know, some people lose their position, some quit because they get run off, they can't handle it. But the condition is the main thing, because once the season gets started, I won't say it's a piece of cake, but it's not as difficult. Because by then, you're in football shape.
Yep.
And then you can handle practice. Plus, as the fall come, I know at Newberry, it got cold real quick. So once the fall came, it wasn't hot for the practice, which make a bigger difference when you got your gear on, you know, when you're fully dressed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the biggest thing. If you're in shape, it's not bad. Yeah. I don't think anyway.
That's what Keyshawn was telling me, my brother. Like he said, now he at college. Like you asked, Like, they wake up at 5 in the morning. They get a lift in. Then at 7, they go out. They do, like, a little light practice, a little BP. Then they go to class. And then after that, it's practice. Like, a hardcore practice.
Dang, I can't do no hardcore.
Like, day after day after day. Nah, waking up at 5 a.m., bro.
I seen a TikTok. This dude, I think he was at, what's that college? It's a big college in Florida. What's it called? It's U...
Miami? Florida?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, University of Miami.
No, the University of Florida.
Florida. Yeah, with Gatorade.
So, he made a TikTok. He showing, like, what he was doing, like, his whole day. Show how he had to wake up at 5 in the morning. He brushed his teeth, getting ready. He got in the weight room at 6, pumping weights, and he got out at 7. They went out on the field. They had a helmet and shoulder pads on. And he came back, and he be saying, like, you only got like 5 minutes, like to try to pick something up to eat or something. Then you gotta go straight to class or whatever. And then he said after he got out of practice, after he got his first class, he had to go to a meeting. Mm-hmm. Then after that meeting, he had to go to another class. After he got out of that class, he had to go back to another meeting. And then you already know how we hate meetings. I hate going to meet on the first time.
I be falling asleep.
Like, bro, like how much study do we need on the team?
Yes, bro.
How much study do you need?
That's please. What I'm saying.
I'm especially like, on Sundays, bro. I've been sleeping like
bro. Especially after Doug Coach Coons talking about, listen here, man, this is what you could have did here better. Like, bro, we won. Leave me alone.
For real, he still be going hardcore after we won.
Jesus, and Coach Timo talking about, I'm going to bury you. I was like, Coach Timo, calm down. I'm sorry. You know why I clapped my hands in that old quarterback face at Camden?
Yeah.
Bro, when I tell you, bro, I was like, dang, bro, I already know it coming up. I look behind me. I see Coach Timo. Y'all see this right here? You don't do this right here. I'm like, come on, Coach Timo. All right, bro.
I'm ready to make an example, bro.
And most freshman athletes in any sport, they have to go to mandatory study hall. And that's normally after practice.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the other part. Yeah, they got that.
For Miss McGraw, ain't it?
No, I'm not talking about here. I'm talking about like in college. Most freshmen in college, you have to have mandatory study hall.
So you doing all that, you say like you all got no time to yourself.
It's difficult as a freshman if you're going to play ball.
Yeah,
especially football, because when you go down during the summer, shoot, you pretty much down there for a minute. Good and bit. Now what they got the playoffs and all that kind of stuff for college football. So it all depends what school you at.
Yeah.
So they don't talk about it a lot, but they got different squads. Like for example, in football, you might not make the traveling squad. So even though you practice all week, if it's a weight game, you don't get to go.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
Yeah. Yes, because my dad was just talking about that.
Yeah,
like,
they have a traveling squad. Yeah, they do. Because
they got the same thing for baseball. Because my brother had a game last week, and he didn't get to go on the traveling squad. Mm-hmm. So he got us, like, they have a home game coming up, and he's playing in the home game.
Yeah, but you won't hear that talk about it, but they do. Yeah.
All right. What made you want to work with kids and be a campus security guard?
Well, I think most kids, and y'all know this from experience, they don't have anybody to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is, whether it's a male, female, straight, gay, transgender, I don't care about none of that, what color they are. I just love people. So it gives me a chance to interact with the young people and talk to people, even the adults. Mm-hmm. So I just like the environment, being around them and being able to talk to them, watch them grow and develop, how people act when they was a senior versus when they was a freshman, sophomore. Yeah. So that's my thing. I just love people. So I just have fun. It's a thrill every day for me. Yeah. It's something new all the time, and to watch people do good things. And I think overall we got good kids, and school is a good place to hang out.
Yes, sir.
And then, you know, it helps keep people off the streets, you know, because you can't reach everybody, but you do give it a shot, talking to the people that will listen. So
yes,
I just enjoy being out here working with the kids and hanging out and tripping some and watch y'all guys do like we're doing today, a podcast, and watch the various things that didn't take place when I was going to school. They didn't have anything like this. So it's all fun to me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because there's not one kid that I can go around and ask and be like, do you know Mr. Tony? They won't say no because they know you, and they know that, like, you show good character around school and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, I remember one time, it was my freshman year, and I came up to the lunch hour. Someone was talking to me, and I was just cursing up. And he said, what you doing with all that cussing for? Like, you gotta cuss all the time? I don't be cussing like that now. I just be chilling now.
I feel. So, do you feel like your position was well needed at the school?
Definitely.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Because the larger the high schools are, like, for example, here we got over 1,200 students. That's not counting faculty and staff. And with the school having such a large campus, and y'all see that when you go to college, you need somebody to kind of not necessarily be spying on people, trying to catch people do something wrong, but to encourage people not to do the wrong thing. Y'all know what I mean? Like, you got a big game today, Thursday. You didn't want the player to get kicked out of school today, or a girl that play on the team, now that we got COVID, they splitting up the games to go do something dumb just because they made an unwise decision because they got mad about something. So, it was needed.
What do you do to prevent the negative things around school?
First thing I do is establish a relationship with people. You're not my son, you're not my daughter, but I like to know people's name, whether it's a nickname. We come up with something that we understand. So basically, if you don't have a relationship with people, you can't really talk to them.
Yep.
And it ain't just because you've grown, you just don't have a relationship. And so when you establish a relationship with somebody, you kind of, like you was talking about, I ain't scared of nobody on the campus. It don't matter. I just think you act a certain way in a certain environment. So if it's around me, I try to address it. I was like, man, you know, you might want to do that different. Like I was telling two guys yesterday, I said, well, they were complaining about something. I said, well, no, y'all smooth. Y'all should have handled that different. And y'all let y'all game slip. So now you got to pay the price. Yeah. And so I try to teach people what consequences and actions look like. So for every action, there's a consequence. So I try to have a conversation with them. Then if they don't do nothing different, I did my part.
Facts.
A lot of people didn't know what you were around campus and thought you were just a regular teacher. Why is that?
I guess because I try to be transparent. I don't stick my chest out. I ain't walking around with no badge. I don't have a gun. I ain't trying to bully nobody. I just try to stay in the background. If I don't have to do nothing, I don't do anything. I don't try to run up in people's face, you know, and be doing stuff. So most people just assume we just hanging out, and I like it like that.
Yeah.
So around campus, a lot of people say that you are a good motivational speaker to the youth. How does that make you feel?
I feel good. I wish we had more of that when I was coming along. I'm not saying the coaches didn't do their job. You know, every generation or every era has people who do certain things, and I think everybody has an opportunity to make an impact in somebody's life. May not be everybody. May not be the whole campus or whole grade, but you just got to have an open mind and talk to people. I mean, like I say, a lot of times we don't even try to have a relationship with people. If they don't look the same, act the same, I don't get into whether they play sports or not, care whether or not they're an athlete or non-athlete. I just think you ought to try to help people out. If you can do that, that's a good thing. I mean, kindness, you can't go wrong with that. It don't cost you no money. Might cost you a little bit of time. And to be honest about it, and y'all know this is not talked about, you might stop somebody from committing suicide or just doing something dumb that caused them to get locked up, man.
Yeah.
I never been to jail. I done visit jail. I wouldn't want nobody to go to jail. I mean, just because they're not your son or daughter, that just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
slack crazy, on the bro. Part of the adult. You know, and just having a conversation. Like, you talk to somebody 5 minutes and, man, you know, you ain't got to act like that, man. Just calm down. Go outside. Chill out. And that person might go and do well tomorrow night. Might be scored a winning touchdown. They might kick the winning field goal, I mean, winning basket, might be get the winning hit. It could be anything.
Yep.
Yeah. I was looking at my phone and on Snap, it'd be like them stories that you're like, I know y'all know what I'm talking about. It'd be like them DUIs and them other things. So like, I was looking at my Snap, and there's a dude that jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge. It was a white dude, or his race was like Mexican or something like that, like Latino. And he jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge, and before he jumped, he was on the bus, and he was like, he was basically trying to commit suicide. And he said all somebody needed to do was ask, was he okay? Because he was on the bus crying, like crying down hard and stuff like that. And he said that the first person he encountered, he looked at him and laughed, and he was like, what is wrong with this guy? And started laughing. And then I guess that just made him even more madder. So he did that, and he was like, all somebody had to do was just come up to him and ask what was wrong, talk to him, and he probably would have been good after that. But
yeah.
People this generation, they laugh. Like, they don't know what you be going through, but they just laugh. Like, I guess, I don't know, man. It's just crazy.
Yeah, people be acting weird nowadays. Like, some people, like, they just rude, straight disrespectful. Like, I ain't gonna count. Females too, they be, like, stuck up or whatever. But, like, dang, you gotta be like that. I just try to say, hey, whatever. They be like that. They just be rude. And when you was talking about, like, you try to change somebody, like, to be real, like, the way, like, our generation is, like, we look up to certain people. Like, you got people that look up, like, Dirk or whatever. Then you got a YB fan. Like, they try to be, like, somebody who they don't got to be to.
Yeah. Right. And instead, like, of being their self, bro. Yeah. And caring and stuff.
I can understand, like, you grew up. Like, I know a couple people that grew up, had to grow up through that. But people, they just want that lifestyle. Like, it ain't the way, bro.
Yeah, it's not,
like,
bro.
It's not always the way. There's only, like, three ways it could go with that, bro.
Facts. What is your favorite quote that you always live by?
Probably the simplest one is a quote out of the Bible, and it simply says, "The greatest of all is those who come to serve and not to be served." I like helping people. Yeah, that's my whole thing. Every day, that's my motivation. On my worst day, I still try to help people. I had knee surgery a couple of years ago, and the nurses tripped out on me. They wanted to work their whole shift on the wing that I was on because I was in there tripping. Matter of fact, we ended up having Bible study one time. Mm. That's just my motivation in life. People, yeah. I mean, that's just it. So, yeah, I try to give some kind of service all the time. And what Twine was talking about just now, I mean, that's sad, but that helped me all the time. And conversate with somebody, and you do a lot of it. It's easy. I mean, to be honest about it, I mean, if you don't do all the talking, you can just listen. Sometimes you just want you to hear what they got to say. And once they say what they got to say, they won't even do what they had on their mind.
Because
I watched some of the people around here, males and females, particularly females, and not trying to sound sexist. But once they say what's on their mind, then they don't fight.
Yep.
But if they listen to somebody in their ear and they don't get a chance to talk, then they go and fight. Then after they get suspended, then they realize they got played.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's my motivation. And as far as the quote go, yeah, that's my quote. Yeah.
Sir. So what's your favorite part about your job?
Being able to interact with the kids. Yeah, freedom, you know, yeah. Let me put it that way. Yeah. I don't want to be in a classroom, lock up with one group of people all the time.
Yeah.
Not saying nothing wrong with it, because teachers do a good job, most of them, but I like seeing everybody.
Yeah, diverse group.
Yep. Yeah, being able to see everybody. Because they're all kind of people at our school. Y'all know that. I mean, all kinds. Blue hair, green hair, yellow, rainbow. I mean, some figuring it out, some don't know to figure it out.
Yeah.
So the freedom to be able to do that, I like that.
For you. So and what's your worst part about your job?
You got to get them out of class. They won't act like it. Cause some people they know they're wrong, but they want to show up in front of the class. That's we had a couple of situations where we actually had to use the police. We didn't have to some of the stuff on TV, but it was pretty ugly. Yeah. And I don't like when it get like that. If you're in the right and it done got stupid, at least come outside the room. Don't sit in there and there's 30 something people in the class. I don't like that part.
Yeah.
What would you like the Hartsford community to know about us?
In spite of what people may think, the sports, the coaches, some people get arrested. At the end of the day, the majority of people that go to Hartsville High, they're good kids. They're good young people trying to do the right thing. The problem sometimes when you're on the outside, just like all of us come from different homes, people make assumptions based on what people say in the streets, or people that maybe have a prejudice or some kind of malice or jealousy or whatever it may be against the school, and they put it all together, and that's far from the truth. I think at the end of the day, this is one of the best places you can go. I think we got all kind of things in place for people to graduate on time, or if they're behind, they still can catch up.
Yeah.
And if I had to write a check, I would bank on it. Most of our kids are good. I think it's just like society. It's not everybody. It's a few people.
Yeah.
But I think people need to come and see what's going on. Still listen to what people say in the streets. And every now and then, y'all know we got a couple of newspapers that articles are written. But if you look at our kids, they given a chance. They do well. Not like him. I never would have thought he didn't want to go far away from home to school. Same thing with you. But if you don't talk to people, how you going to know?
Yeah.
And people make, even the kids, I Lord knows I got nothing against nobody kid. Your child can come home and say something, and it's a lot.
Yeah.
They don't know neither one of y'all. They never had a conversation, and they were like, oh, man, yeah, he just mean. He rude. I'm like, but you don't know him. And so people start talking and spreading rumors about people, which most of it is secondhand information because I done been in a barbershop before. But if you came up here and walk around and watch our kids, like kids slipping and cussing, that don't faze me. It's actually kind of funny sometimes. They really don't mean no harm. They're just in, you know what I'm saying? They're just so involved in the conversation. And I think many times the school gets a bad rap because they're talking to the wrong people. and getting the wrong information. But at the end of the day, that's a good place to go. That's just my opinion.
It's
a good place to be.
Well, Mr. Tony, we would like to thank you for your time. We hope to see you in the future. Do you got any shout-outs?
Nah, just keep it real.
Facts.
Yeah, just keep it real. Be yourself.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Even if you have to be by yourself, just be yourself.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you for listening. Once again, remember you can listen to the Hartsville Sport Network podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and of course the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. I'm your host, Antonio Hicks, and today I'm joined with
Bryce McLeod
and Trey. I'm Matt Farland.
And we'd like to thank you for your time. We're out. Boom! You ain't getting no shot.
Everything is chrome in the future.